Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting third. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woosling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves takes first base on ball four. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Reeves moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to third. Skarret moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woosling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woosling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. Skarrat hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Tote reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tote moves to third. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. Berry moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Ryan moves to second. one out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. Ryan scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Skarrett strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woestling takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Rice reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Rein moves to second. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Scarrett takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woostling hits a fly ball towards right. Barrett catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woostling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball towards center field. Rothrock fields the ball and throws to third. Reeves drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Reeves. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Harry Hyllman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyllman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyllman hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Reeves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Scubble pinch runs for Pinky Hargrave. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Yats Wustling. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Roth Rock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.